This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, the last man in colonial Algeria to operate a guillotine. But first, more documents have emerged from a federal lawsuit in Boston involving one of the world's largest drug manufacturers and a product that doctors may be prescribing inappropriately. Parke Davis, a subsidiary of the drug maker Pfizer, is in court answering claims that the company illegally marketed the epilepsy drug Neurontin and endangered patients. Now, since the summer, documents in the case have reflected the company's aggressive approaches to win the favor of doctors who write prescriptions. NPR's Snigdha Prakash has obtained the latest documents, and she joins us in the studio. Snigdha, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
Now, these documents, as I understand it, were given to NPR last night. What's in them? What's remarkable?
Well, Scott, we got 55 pages of documents yesterday that show how a team of Parke Davis executives met in the summer and fall of 1995 and planned to fatten the company's profits from Neurontin. Remember, Neurontin is an epilepsy drug. Last year, there were 2 million epileptics in the United States. It's not a very big market. These executives were trying to find more popular diseases that would increase Neurontin's sales, but they had a challenge. Neurontin's patent was set to expire in some 4.5 years, about as long as it would take for the company to prove to the Food and Drug Administration that Neurontin was safe and effective for these new uses. So their job, as outlined in these documents, was to find ways to sell Neurontin without the FDA's approval.
Mm-hmm. That's what's at issue at this federal trial?
Indeed it is. It is illegal for a drug company to advertise or in any other way promote unapproved uses for its drugs. It is not illegal, however, for doctors to prescribe drugs for unapproved uses. So it isn't uncommon for drug companies to find ways to get around that restriction and, in effect, sell their drug without appearing to do so. What's remarkable about these documents is that they lay bare how methodically one drug company, Parke Davis, planned to do this and thus allegedly break the law. We don't yet have documents showing exactly what the company decided to do. We do know that some $1.8 billion of Neurontin was sold last year. 80% of that was for unapproved uses. The marketing strategy was to sponsor small, relatively inexpensive studies and then have those studies published in scientific journals. The whistleblower alleges that he and other salesmen were then instructed to push the results of such studies on the doctors that they visited.
Now, the whistleblower is a former salesman named David Franklin.
That's right, Scott.
Mm-hmm. What other illnesses could Neurontin perhaps be fairly or unfairly prescribed to treat?
Well, Scott, they started with a list of 15 conditions for which Neurontin could be marketed. Pain associated with diabetes, generalized anxiety disorder, even hiccups. Then they winnowed that list of 15 down to 4, the nerve pain that diabetics and others develop called neuropathy, panic disorder, social phobia, and bipolar disorder.
Mm-hmm. Presumably, these would be the conditions under which Neurontin worked best?
Well, not quite. They couldn't know that without the expensive clinical trials that they were trying to avoid. But they did have anecdotal evidence from doctors whom they hired as consultants that Neurontin might work for those conditions. In some cases, they had a few small studies, and they knew that other drugs like Neurontin, so-called anticonvulsants, were used for some of these conditions. Based on that information, they constructed sophisticated statistical models to figure out which diseases would give the company the biggest return on its modest investments.
Mm-hmm. What did they end up deciding?
Well, the minutes of the last meeting that we know about through these documents show that the group decided their most promising candidate was the most serious psychiatric disorder that they were considering, bipolar disorder. With optimal funding, as they put it, of a little over $1 million for the studies, they could get profits of more than $75 million over 10 years. I should add that we weren't able to reach Pfizer for comment yesterday, but in previous conversations, the company's spokeswoman, Marianne Caprino, has emphasized that the alleged practices happened before Pfizer acquired Parke Davis in the year 2000 and that Pfizer does not engage in off-label marketing.
Snigdha, thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.
NPR's Snigdha Prakash.